Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What are ways for you to connect with loved ones after you've lost them? Is it, do you still have a voicemail from them, a video from them, the like old home videos? Do you have a piece of their clothing or something to remember them by? 314-531-9898. What are ways for you to connect with people after you've lost them? I bring it up because I lost my mom 3 years ago. And something happened the other day, and I was like, oh my God, I am in desperate need to connect with my mom, obviously, around this holiday season. I don't know if it was just stress from life or the holidays or whatever it is, but I went to go call her for like the first time in years.
You picked up your phone and tried
and I went
to call?
Yeah, I went and typed in my contacts, house, to call my mom. And I was like, I was filled with so many mixed emotions. First, I was like, why, that's so stupid of you. Why did you do that?
I hate
like,
that.
You know, why did you try to call her? But I was just in need of hearing her voice because my mom had a very unique voice and had a very unique philosophy on life. My mom never worked a day in her life. She only wanted to be a mom. And so she looked at life through this weird, like, lens of like everything will just be okay because your mom said it. I remember like times when I would get in trouble at school or be stressed out, like, oh man, I have this big paper to do, mom, and I would call her up. She's like, well, just tell them your mom said you don't have to turn it in.
Oh God, yeah.
And like she would think that was a legitimate reason to not have to turn in like a school paper. And I think I was just in my wife is my therapist. She is a mental health therapist. And my son can heal me and make me laugh. But I was just craving hearing her voice and her silly outlook on life that is just so stress-free and just so like sugar plums and fairies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I grabbed my phone, hit house. My parents don't live there anymore. That's not their number anymore. And I'm like, whoa. And I was like, so I went back to an old video and I watched an old video of her talking to me just to hear the sound of her voice.
Yeah. That's so crazy. Yeah. That I hate those things that bring you back to reality. You're like, oh, wait, I can't actually do that. Because with my parents, I have been saving somebody. I don't know who told it to me, but somebody's like, save those old messages from your parents, like voicemails.
Great
so
idea.
I saved a lot of voicemails from my parents just because, you know, you just never know these days. And it's nice to hear their voice. And especially with my dogs right now, I just told you my dog Simone passed away. I've been like filming some of my other dogs that are still here because I know I'm going to want to just watch videos of them eating or, you know, just being their funny little selves. So it's nice to have those memories.
Having lost both of my parents, I have two notes from them that they wrote when I was a senior in high school. It was a project that all the parents had to write to their kids about, you know, thanking their kids for, you know, being their kids and the things they look forward to. And, you know, as they grow and as they start their life in college. And I pull that out every once in a while and just take a look.
Aww.
And I also keep their obituaries in my wallet.
Love that.
So I can just kind of, you know, remember, you know, who they are and what, you know, and when I need a little advice or a little help, I kind of look at that and I go, oh, all right, you know,
That's beautiful.
But it is hard. It's difficult too, especially when you so want to hear something new and see something different. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a crazy moment. I was just, like, still kind of baffled that I like tried to call my mom 3 years later. Like, and that's just what you do. Even as like a grown adult, I'm a dad now. I have a wife who's amazing, and you still like, mom, help a brother out.
Right?
Yeah.
Mom, help a guy.
You still need your parents.
Yeah. And so, what is it for you? It doesn't have to be just the sound of their voice, but I think the voicemail thing is beautiful. Do you have that? Do you have an old letter from them? How do you connect with your parents afterwards? And it's so fitting that we're playing Justin Bieber Ghost into this. 314-531-9898. We'll take your calls after Bieber. Young blood thinks there's always more than damn, even listening to that song gave me chills. As we're commercial free with Justin Bieber, we do have a $10,000 shopping spree headed your way. And I was talking about how I just still All these years later, my mom has passed away 3 years later when I hit like my most stressful time, especially around the holidays. And my family just got back from that Thanksgiving trip where we'd all go as a family. I just felt like I was really missing my mom the other day. And I picked up my phone and I did something I don't think I've ever done this since she's passed. And I went to contacts and I went to house and I was like, damn, are you going to call your old house just to talk to your mom? And I don't know. So what are ways that you still try to connect with loved ones after they've passed?
There is a text on the text line about it. It says, my mom just passed away in April from a form of dementia. I have her last voicemail to me when she was alert. I play it when I miss her.
So beautiful. That's how I lost my mom, is the dementia.
Someone else said, my sister died about 20 years ago. Every year I watch her favorite movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's, to remind me of her. This year my brother died. We loved baseball, so I went to a couple of Mets games this year. That was his favorite team, in his honor.
Oh, those That's are cool. great. Yeah. Angela, you had a message for me as I was sharing about how I was struggling with connecting with my mom still. Angela?
Oh, hey, yes. Yeah. I just wanted to say thank you so much just for everybody's honesty this morning. I have not lost my parents yet. My dad's actually pretty sick, but my grandmother, who I lost in February, I grew up down the street from her, so she was my other mom, and so I really felt such a loss, especially during the holidays, but I too have dialed her phone number just to hear that ring.
Yeah.
And, you know, just going through the holidays this year, I think it's just the little things, buying the things, the candies that I used to buy, and just doing all of, we did a gingerbread making on Sunday, and it's just doing those things in the holidays that we always used to do together. So I just really appreciate it, because sometimes I think, oh my gosh, I'm going crazy because I just talked to her out loud. You know?
You're not going crazy, or we're going crazy together, yep. You and I.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing.
She always kicks my butt. Like, that's the response I got. Just, you know, don't feel sorry for yourself. Get your work done and keep going. So, yeah. It's really great. I'm really happy you guys talked to this morning.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Aaron, you're calling from Creve Coeur. How do you try to connect with somebody after you've lost them?
You know, my dad had a collision repair shop. He had a body shop all his life. He was his own business. And he got his start by buying junked classic VW Beetles, and he would completely rebuild them, repaint them, polish them up like brand new, and resell them. And it seems like every time I'm just really missing him or at my worst, sure enough, an old VW Beetle will drive by.
Wow.
And I just feel like it's dad saying hi.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think it is. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Appreciate the call. Christy, this is a cool one. Christy, how do you connect with a loved one after you lost them, especially during this holiday season when we're missing so many of our loved ones?
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, my dad was like the most important person in all of our lives. And one thing that we have, which we have several, we have got a recording of his laughing with my daughter. And we've got it in a picture frame with a QR code. And anytime we walk by the picture frame, anytime we're just missing him, we can scan the QR code and we will hear him laughing again. And my dad's laughter was just one of a kind. And it's so neat to be able to still have that. There are just so many things that we have. My mom's got a necklace that she wears around her neck with my dad's signature on it that we had engraved in a piece of silver. There's just so much that you can do. You just got to get creative. But that QR code is probably one of my favorite things to do, because we can always still have his laughter. His laughter's in the house with us.
That's beautiful.
I love remembering laughs. My uncle passed away, and I just remember his laugh. It's so funny. Something so comforting about someone's laugh. Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful.
Well, that laugh just makes you smile. It's like a baby's giggle. You know, a baby's giggle just makes you laugh, makes you smile. And that's how my dad's laugh was. It just makes you smile. It gives you that warm feeling inside. And it's so nice that we have that.
Right.
Christy, thanks for sharing this morning. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too. That's what it's all about. That was awesome. Beautiful stories there.
So cool.
You know what also fills us with laughter is when we hear those carolers sing, because that means a $10,000 shopping spree is on the way.
I know. Hopefully we hear them really soon.
Like right now.
Call now to win on Y98. Call now to win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.